Welcome to the Mystic Millennials podcast, hosted by Abby
and Bethany. This is a podcast to share the reality of spirituality and what it is really like to be 20-somethings navigating a spiritual awakening.
Join us weekly as we become your new spiritual BFFs, sharing all about our own journeys while celebrating the amazing people who inspire, motivate, and encourage us to embrace our modern mysticism. Let's get into the episode.
Hello and welcome back to
the Mystic Millennials podcast.
So excited.
We're so pumped up today.
We are. Well, I just had a little coffee.
A little caffeine moment.
Although I got a really bad almond milk. Like I just bought some and it was really crap. So I've had to put a little bit of like dairy milk in it, which I've not had for years. Like I'm lactose intolerant. I eat cheese and ice cream all the day.
Hello, obviously.
I've not had like dairy, like milk in a coffee before.
Yes.
And I can't sense the taste of it. I've not finished my coffee.
I hate.
Why does it smell like that?
Yeah, I know. Why is it like that? It's the same. I also hate almond milk now. I only put it in smoothies. I love oat milk. I'm an oat milk bitch.
I've just made the switch. Yeah. I've made the switch to the, I was with a friend the other day. We're getting coffees and she got oat milk. I was like, oh, I'll get oat milk. I feel like I've tried it in the past and I didn't like it, but it was really damn nice.
It's bloody beautiful. I love it. Anyway.
Anyways, already off track. We were just saying before we jumped on, we're so excited because we have like an actual structure and like plan for today's episode because we've been really just like freeballing it.
Off the rails.
We've been off the rails and then instantly went off the rails. That's okay. We're excited. We're so pumped up. Abby, what is your win and your winch for the week? Let's start off strong.
Well, I mean, I think my win and winch are probably tied up together. I got braces, everyone. For anyone not watching, I got braces. And it feels like I've reverted to my 13-year-old self. I also had braces when I was a teenager. I'm reading like a fantasy novel. I've got braces. I'm loving it, honestly. Anyway, but my win is that I got them. I'm later on this year getting jaw surgery for my overbite, which I've wanted for, you know, forever. Yes. And so it's kind of just like the beginning of this journey, which I'm excited about. But damn my braces. They're so shit. They are so annoying. And they hurt my mouth. Got so many ulcers. So I just want to take them out. But they're glued on.
They're on. They're on.
So that's probably my win and my winch all in one.
Why are they always tied together? I swear. Always tied together.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. What is my win and winch for the week? I think my win is that I have finally been like going to the beach regularly since the move. We've moved the beach is actually at the end of my street, but I've actually been here a month and we've been going like maybe once a week just because, you know, we've just been moving. My partner also hates the beach, which is super unfortunate for me because I don't super love going by myself.
Is it the sand? Yeah, it is the sand.
How'd you know that?
That's a common complaint about the beach.
Yeah, but she also has
my mom hates the beach.
Anyways, I love the beach.
And the water.
Yeah. But anyways, but she grew up on the beach. Like her parents are always like, you were literally like a fish. Like you never got off the beach. But anyways, side note.
Maybe that's why, because it's not special.
Yeah, it's just like regular. Whereas for me, you know, where I used to live was 40 minutes to every beach. So you've got to go for the day. Whereas now I can just like on the weekend, I literally just went, you know, we go in the morning after lunch, we'd go for a swim. It was lovely. Oh, so that's my win. So I've been swimming a bunch. I've gotten a little bit of sun. I like got a little bit burnt. Lol.
Yay.
I'm starting to get a bit more. I mean, I don't tan. Your girl doesn't tan, but I've got like a little bit of like a freckly action happening on my arm. But
I love a freckle moment.
I know. I am still busting out the SPF 50 every day though, because you're Australia, gotta be careful of them skin cancers.
That ozone layer, hole in the ozone layer.
She's weak.
Danger.
Red flags. So yeah, my win is that I've been swimming a bunch. That's so nice. And then my whinge is probably that my beautiful beloved Maeve, our little kitten, has taken to her. Okay, this is also kind of a win. Her and my other cat, maybe cat, have become best friends. They're best friends. They like, she shadows him around. Like, they play all the time. Like, he plays with her. He tries to like clean her all the time. She just tries to fight him. But it's really cute. They're like, but they're like two peas in a pod. However, those peas like to fuck around at 3 a.m. on her bed. Like, they pretend the whole house is a racetrack and just like sprint around, and then they pick on the other cat. So then they're all hissing at each other. And then when Chuck gets tired of it because he's older, then Maeve decides to, this has been her like kind of, it's been like 5 days in a row now, 4 a.m. She'll just sit on my head and just bite me. She'll bite my ears. She'll bite my nose. Can we not? And the other morning, I opened my eyes to yell at her and she scratched me dead in the eye, and I popped her off the bed and just cried myself back to sleep at 4 a.m. I just sobbed. Yeah, I couldn't actually.
It's actually like that like emotional fragility at 4 a.m. It's just like,
it was heartbroken. Yeah, it was. I was broken as a person. I know. I was talking to my friend the other day. She's got a puppy, and I was talking about how naughty Maeve is. She's like, "Yeah, but like, you know, you like, she gets a bit older. You just train her." And I was like, "You can't train cats."
If she can, like,
can you?
I've trained Bagheera.
Well, I've had Bagheera no success.
Bagheera can sit, spin, lay down. He can stay. He can come, but you know, cats will ignore you as well. So he doesn't really come.
I have no idea. Okay. Well, I
trained him to sleep. Yeah. I've trained him to sleep during the night. Yeah. Look up clicker training.
Okay. I'm going to look into that. Yeah. Cause I need to, the sleep thing's doing my head in, cause they sleep all day and they party all night and I'm over.
It's, is Maeve on food?
Here. Yeah. I know. It sounds like a consultation. Baby. She's on solids. Yeah, well, she just
I feel like because she's very driven by food, right? It's perfect. Bagheera was the same. He loves
that. That's so true. I might just get a little bit of like chicken and just like,
yes, perfect. Iconic. That'll be next week's update, everyone.
That'll be next week's win. Will be, I will be training.
I've got a show cat.
I don't know. She is a feral, she's probably untrainable little beast.
No,
well, that's
Bagheera was a feral.
That's true. He was too, wasn't he? And now,
look at him.
Still a feral.
Still feral. A little bit trained. Mostly feral.
A little bit trained. That's okay.
Anyway, today's episode is, we're so excited. We're doing a tour through the astrology signs, through the signs.
Yes. Very fun. We were thinking, we're like, we should probably have a structure.
What do we love? We love astrology.
We love astrology. So I was like, oh, a little tour through the signs. You know, just a little, you know, what's the go? What's each sign's vibe? What's their strengths? What are their challenges? And also, Abby, our celebrity correspondent, has pulled up, you know, some celeb astrology signs. We're just gonna like have a little chat and have a little, we just thought it'd be fun.
Yeah, I've pulled up a few celeb charts. The local research assistant, celebrity correspondent, Abby Bertram's me. Why am I speaking in third person?
I don't know, but I like it.
Thank you. So I thought, well, we both thought that, you know, getting a celeb that most of us know to really show the vibes. You know what I mean?
Because sometimes we don't always know someone from a sign. I mean, I had to like really research when I started learning astrology. I didn't know any Aquariuses or Capricorns, and I didn't know a single thing about them. I had to do mad research on it.
That was me for Sag and Leo.
And look at us. Well, look at me now. Look at us now.
Yeah. Hello.
Queens.
But yes, so we've got a great structure with the signs. Let's kick it off strong. Aries. Beth, tell us quintessential Aries vibes.
Yes. So Aries is, you know, if we're looking at the zodiac in terms of, you know, let's say we're looking at the zodiac, a group of people, who would the Aries be? Aries would be the runner. It'd be the person starting all the things in a race. It's the first one out the gate. It's the first one to the end. Go, go, go. Beep, beep, beep. Aries is symbolized by the ram. The ram's head, but it's also the warrior. It is It's hard acting, it's fast acting, it's confident, it's really driven. I find Aries in our lives can be really ambitious. They're a cardinal sign and they're a fire sign, so they always want to go in the direction of their passions, you know. So Aries, wherever Aries is, because we'll could have started off with this, you know, we all, you know, well, I am a Sagittarius, but we all have every single zodiac sign in our chart. So for all of us, there's an area of our life where this Aries is activated and where we are going to feel driven and motivated to act and go and do. For me, that's my moon. I'm an Aries moon. So when it comes to, and this is how, you know, we can start to use astrology to like let it all come together. When it comes to my feelings, my moon, I'm very quick to action. I'm very fiery and I'm very passionate and confident. And that's true. My feelings, like I will say how I'm feeling. Need to think about that sometimes, but
we need to slow it down sometimes.
That is the lesson with Aries, is to maybe just like slow down, have a breather. Aries can be known for having impatience simply because it just wants to go and it just wants to already be doing the next thing. I know that's me. I'm super impatient. Anything that takes more than like a couple minutes, I'm like, nah, I'll just not do it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
my mom is an Aries, so I know the energy of Aries very well. My mom is always go, go, go. She wants to get up in the morning, do everything we need to do before anything. Like we would always do like the not fun stuff before we got to do fun stuff in my house. Like let's go do the groceries, clean the house, and then we can go watch a movie or then we can go have lunch.
Yeah.
And very much just honestly the embodiment of Aries energy, which we love. I love Carrie Ann. I've got Venus in Aries. In Aries. And that's my, yes. And it's my, eighth house.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, Venus is what we value. So it's like when it comes to what I value in my life, I value things being efficient and things being like productive and also things being like innovative and like not stagnant, like always moving, you know, like for some people, you know, with their Venus in a different sign, they might really value like slow time, like, you know, taking their time with things and being really comfortable. Whereas for Aries, it's actually more that push to like, it kind of loves being in the uncomfortable. It kind of loves being out of its comfort zone because then it means that it's learning and it's doing and it's growing. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. For our celeb Aries, I've got two.
Iconic.
First of all, the first one that came up and what everyone seems to talk about is Reese Witherspoon.
Everyone does. I've got that too. Everyone does talk about, I would not have pegged Reese Witherspoon.
And I was like, she gets cancer vibes. Did some digging. Mariah Carey.
Okay. Yes. Say no more.
Let's go.
Do you know who else is a really good famous Aries? Lady Gaga.
Oh,
right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Big vibes, just like that.
Big
vibes. Like such a leader and such a boss in a way of like, I know my direction and literally no one can tell me any different. Like that is so Aries, like will not be told. And that is so like both of those ladies, they are just so in their element of like, no, like this is me. This is who I am. Don't come for me.
Yeah. Abso-freaking-lutely. So I love that.
So yeah, I guess the Aries in your, if you have an Aries in your life, if you're wanting to understand the Aries energy a bit more, you know, understand, don't slow them down with dumb shit. Like, you know, don't, you know what I mean? Like, don't go to them with the small stuff, go to them with the big stuff, go to them with the stuff that you are actually going to take action on. Again, as an Aries moon, there's nothing I hate more than giving people advice, helping people with problems. Cause I do love that. But then when they turn around and do the opposite, maybe don't do that to an Aries because that is one way to get the one you're fucking about.
Infuriating. That would be infuriating. Okay. Taurus vibes. I'm a Taurus moon, so very different.
Taurus is very energy. Like, it is such a different shift actually from Aries to Taurus. Taurus is like,
I was just thinking about like the difference in our moons. And I was like, couldn't be more different.
Couldn't be more different. No, because we're that Aries, again, if we're looking at it as if the zodiacs were like people, if Aries is that runner, that warrior, Taurus, I always say Taurus is like the gardener.
Absolutely.
Like, it's just like really happy, just like being kind of queen. You know, Yeah, just being like earthly, being with beauty, being with nature, and having like the patience and the foresight to like allow things to grow naturally and not feel a need to rush is Taurus. You know, Taurus is ruled by Venus, so it's always going to have that beautiful link with like, you know, beauty and sensuality. It's really linked with like the divine feminine. It's really linked with like pleasure and joy and you know, being ruled by Venus, there is that link with money. You know, I think Taurus gets a bad rap for being materialistic, which I don't think is necessarily true. I think Taurus just sees true value. Other people might see as invaluable, Taurus sees the value in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'm convinced that whenever I'm watching the show Hoarders, they're all Tauruses and Capricorn.
Actually though, that would be so interesting to get those charts up. But yeah, absolutely. Also, Taurus fixed earth sign. My partner is a Taurus. He can be very intense when he focuses on something, doesn't want that to be interrupted.
Yeah.
In control of whatever project that is. But yeah, very dedicated as well. It can sometimes be interesting as a mutable sign to be in that energy.
Yeah, it's not it's not our favorite place to be as mutable gals, as both having mutable suns and risings. Cause yeah, that Taurus, it can be fixed. It can be slightly rigid. It can be a little bit tough to like navigate. But you know, they're bringers of beauty, they're bringers of value. If you ever want to feel loved and valued, be around a Taurus, because they truly have this ability to make you feel like the most special person in the world.
Yeah. Our beautiful celeb Taurus that I wanted to bring forward is Adele.
Yes,
queen. Adele.
So many actually iconic singers are Tauruses.
Yeah. Why I really wanted to, well, why I felt really drawn to bringing Adele up is because she does have that very like down to earth, like just
seems like a real person.
Presence, like real, real person. Exactly. But she's also very in her purpose and just like doing what she wants to do. Right. Like whether that's what music she's creating in her career in general, and her whole album 30 is about like divorce. Babe. It's about divorce.
She's an icon.
But very interesting as well, because when I was watching one of the Adele specials where she did a concert, I was like, oh, she's wearing satin earrings, satin tattoo. I was like, I was putting up my astrological knowledge was pulling meaning. I was like, what is this satin business? Which makes total sense. While she was writing this album, going through this massive life change, of course, she was going through her satin return.
Iconic.
And Adele said, when I hit my satin return, it's where I lost the plot. When that comes, it can really rock your life. It shakes you up a bit. Who am I? What do I want to do? What makes me truly happy? Also, all those things. So I thought that was really interesting as well, because it's very reflected in this most recent album and the shift that she's gone through.
What an iconic connection. These celebrity little correspondents are iconic. I love. Well, and Adele also, I mean, amazing, iconic songbird of our generation. Taurus rules the throat and our voice. So fucking boom. There you go. We've also got a couple of my favorites. May I share?
Yeah.
So
of course.
Like, again, another like two celebrities that are very big in terms of their presence. And their success, but just seem so down to earth and real. Lizzo and The Rock, weirdly enough, right? Like both celebrities that like, I feel like everyone feels like they could have just a beer with Adele, The Rock and Lizzo. You know what I mean? Like they're
absolutely,
so relatable and they're so real, but so kind, seeming. And also, I mean, the ultimate Taurus power couple, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a couple Tauruses who are a little bit too deep out into their shadow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Anyway,
we're not even going to talk about that.
Yeah.
They are, but again,
there are lots of things that are popping up in my head.
There are a lot of things that can be said. The ultimate, like, epitome, though, is, you know, that sensuality that oozes forward when, you know, two Tauruses are in a room together, because it is very that.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We love
our old Geminis.
Gemini. Do Geminis or Sagittarius or Scorpios get the worst rep out of the zodiacs? What do you reckon?
I think Gemini.
Yeah, Gemini do get a bad rap.
Also Caps do as well, though.
Yeah, Cap does cop a bad rap. You're right. Look, I'm a Gemini rising, so I will defend them until my dying breath. Geminis are an air sign. They are represented in astrology by the twins. But I like to refer to it as the chameleon. They are the chameleon of the zodiac.
I like that way better.
Way better. The twins kind of reinforces that old archetype of being two-faced. Whereas I feel like what I love so much about Gemini energy is, and what I feel like is why they get called out so much, get, you know, attacked by people, like, you know, being the worst zodiac sign, all that sort of stuff, is Gemini has this uncanny ability to just morph into any setting it's around.
Adaptability.
Gemini can be a completely different person in the workplace, with their friends, by themselves, with different friends. You know what I mean? It's this beautiful ability to adapt and to really find comfort wherever they are. And I feel like that puts people off, because oftentimes people are like, oh, you're being, you know, they might see someone at their work, see them with someone else, be like, hey, you're a completely different person. It's like, I'm actually just adapting. And also with Gemini, it's like, I'm just literally mirroring back what you're dropping. You know what I mean? I just mirror my environment around me. Cause it's very, you know, it's an air sign. So nothing's really set in stone. You know, like everything is kind of ebbs and flows. And so there's this beautiful ability to be, to really detach from like being one thing and just embrace being all things.
Yeah, exactly. And that could be confronting for people, that change in people. But I have Gemini midheaven for me, which, I mean, doesn't make a lot of sense. All the bloody career. I'm thinking about so many different things. And same, I'm just able to adapt, particularly in workplaces, whatever goes on. I'm just like, rolling with it. It's I love it. I love Gemini energy.
We love it. It's iconic. It's adaptable. It's smart as a whip.
Mm-hmm.
It's really communicative. You'll find a lot of Gemini, if you have Geminis in your life, and like Gemini kind of celebrities have a real power with their words and with their voice, like can be really great kind of speakers and those sorts of things.
Yeah. Gemini celebs. I think homegrown celeb, Abby Chatfield, classic
icon.
Classic icon. Gemini. She's got an incredible podcast, radio show now. Outspoken, but also has had the ability to go, if there are any international listeners, this may not make sense, but Abby Chatfield was on the Bachelor in Australia. She's had this ability to take the Bachelor experience. She was in the top two as well, even though she was kind of the villain in that season, but to find such great success afterwards in the industry. And in ways that really resonate and work for her, like turning this like opportunity into an incredible podcast, you know, a way to really like, I mean, she's got incredible values and views about feminism and saying things that are important to her. And honestly, Gemini Queen.
Gemini Queen, she's an icon.
But there are many Gemini celebs. The
thing is, like, people like what she has to say. You know what I mean? Like, people want to hear what she has to say. If you, wherever Gemini is in your chart, people want to hear what you have to say. And I mean, like, my favorite, I mean, I don't like this celebrity, but my favorite kind of personification of Gemini celebrity, and I think why people tend to hate on the Geminis. Kanye West
is, yeah, a, I was gonna
is
say
an iconic Gemini. He's very firm with his word and polarizing. People either love him or they hate him. Like, there are people out there who are diehard. Because the thing is, again, with that air sign, similar to like with Abby Chatfield, like that just original thinking, like creating things and thoughts and ideas that no one would have really thought of, like that is Gemini.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, there are so many Gemini celebrities, which isn't surprising. Stevie Nicks, Kendrick Lamar, Bob Dylan. One of Prince's many alter egos was literally named Gemini. Interesting. But it makes sense, right? This duality between a performer and then, you know, other sides of you. Vibes.
It just brings this like magnetism almost. Yeah.
Absolutely. Anything else to say about Gemini?
No, I love you. That's all.
I love it. I defend you. I love you.
I defend you. I love you. Oh, yeah. And also, like, you know, if you've got Geminis in your life, speak really clearly with them and don't try and confine any Gemini, or don't try and confine that energy within yourself to like, oh, you should just do one thing. Like, how about you just let them be free?
Yeah, exactly. And that's
100%.
That's something I've had to reconcile with career wise and like what I want to do with my life. I don't have to do one thing. I can be a lot of different things. And that's a lot of the time, not only with career, but quite generally, you know, society loves to put people in boxes. So, I love that. I love your interpretation of astrology, Beth. It's chef's kiss. Let's go to our beautiful Cancer. What is going on? The Cancer energy. What's the vibe? Alrighty,
Cancer. We've got a water sign. We have got deep intuition, deep like energetic knowing. Cancer can often be found as like a little bit of a homebody, like loving comfort, loving, you know, Cancer's opposite Capricorn. So they're on that polarity of safety and security. So we want to feel safe. We want to feel secure, whether that's with the people in our lives, with our home, with our work, you know, it can depend on like what house the Cancer sun or Cancer planet is in. But it's just this beautiful connection to nurturance. Cancer's ruled by the moon. So that's why I feel like Cancer gets that bad rap of being like moody. Cause it's not moody. The thing is with Cancer, they're just so connected to their heart that they don't try and mask anything. They don't try and mask their feelings. They just allow their feelings to ebb and flow like the moon. So there's cycles. Cancer, you know, can, because I feel like because that heart is on the sleeve almost, I feel like a lot of Cancers can kind of create that little bit of a harder exterior, kind of try and protect their heart a little bit, which is how it gets that kind of, you know, it gets that little symbology of being the crab. That's not to say it's crabby, it's just there's that little bit of a guard, you know, there's that little bit of a protective armor. Layer.
Yeah, beautiful. Our beautiful Cancer celebrities, one that I just wanted honorable mention from earlier, Adele has a Cancer rising.
Iconic.
That beautiful energy is definitely reflected in, you know, her music. 100%. That, others, Selena Gomez.
Iconic Cancer. Yeah. Just like
iconic Cancer.
Cherub, little cherub lady. Right. Yeah. Like,
and the thing that came to mind was that interview where, you know, there was all the drama with Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, and there was a lot of shit going on for her at that time. And she was doing this like interview of like, I think it was like fan letters or something. And someone was like, how are you going? Like, are you okay? And she just burst into tears. It was just like, not doing well, besties.
Yeah, no. So yeah, that's it. That's so funny. My best friend is a Cancer with a Cancer rising. And yeah, it's literally just like, how are you? Bursts into tears.
Yeah. Another iconic Cancer lady, Lana Del Rey and Ariana Grande, which I thought definitely. Yeah.
iconic. That just, yeah, I mean, yeah, Ariana is so sweet, right? Like in her, yeah, like when you hear her talk, then she's obviously got, yeah, that like real powerhouse. Princess Di.
Oh,
iconic. Yes. The mother of all mothers, right? Like you wonder why the people fell in love with her and still are obsessed. Like my mum.
My mum's a huge anything Princess stan.
Diana related. And oh, it must be women around that kind of age, yes, bracket, you know, like, yeah, everyone felt like that she was their mum, sister, best, yeah, friend. You know what I mean? It's just that beautiful, kind, warm energy that you just feel off them. So powerful. Mm. Also, that's like Tom Hanks, which again, it feels like everyone's dad. Everyone's like, yes, nice uncle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nurturing energy.
Totally.
We love our Leos. Leo. Let's give Leos a moment because we all know that they'll love it.
Because they are the moment.
They are the moment.
Leo is the moment. Leo is another fire sign. So that's how there's three fire signs, three air signs, three earth, three water. So Leo is our second fire sign. They're a fixed fire sign. So they're not as like kind of chaotic as that Aries might appear, but still very heart-led. Leo rules the actual physical heart. And it's very much about like heart aligned action, very creative, again, with that kind of ambition, but more so I find can turn to a little bit of the material ambition. Being a fixed sign, I feel like it's very much about what can I see? What can I hold that shows what I've done? You know, it's not so much about, oh, I feel accomplished. It's like, how am I gonna be accomplished? Does that make sense?
Totally. A few famous Leos. There's quite a few. Madonna.
Yeah.
Hello.
Iconic. Very much about the look, right? Very much about the, yes, art and the about creation. The moment.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner is the ultimate, in my opinion. Like, she is the ultimate.
I agree. I was like, she has to
like,
be
she
honest.
Did a birthday collection that was, like, just about money. It was, like, a money collection. I was like, that if that ain't a damn Leo in, yeah, their prime.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, like, having her own makeup line that is, you know, Kylie Jenner lip kits. It's the influence of, like, Kylie Jenner kind of, like, grew up and kind of started that whole like influencer moment. Like it was Kylie Jenner back in 2013, y'all.
Oh, with that, the blue hair.
The blue hair blue, moment. That, yeah, exactly what I was gonna say. So iconic. When the lips started, I was like,
yeah, when the lips started, I was like, I, yeah, love that. Yeah, yeah, no, you're right. Like Leo is the moment. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Another honorable mention, J-Lo.
Yeah. Love.
Makes sense.
Again, glowy golden goddesses. Like Leo is ruled by the sun. So anyone with that, like Leo placements are just bright and vibrant. And you're just like, hello. Yeah, you should stop staring at you, but I cannot.
You know? Yeah, magnetism. Yeah, you can't look away. All right. Our lovely Virgos.
Virgo. Virgo is a earth sign. Which is so surprising because I feel like so many of the tendencies of Virgo I always think are more air in terms of
me
like
too.
But it is ruled by Mercury, which is that connection. Yes. But yeah, it's very, very intellectual, very like pragmatic in terms of like, I feel like Virgo energy is very much a beautiful synergy between mind and action and like mind and reality. Virgo, really grounding energy, but grounding through our thoughts. Like I feel like Taurus and Capricorn are kind of grounding through our actions and what I'm doing, whereas Virgo is I'm grounding through my mind and what I'm thinking and what I'm planning. So yeah, I love a Virgo.
We love Virgo. I am a Virgo rising. And often when people first meet me, they say that they think I'm like very organized, very studious. I don't like to put negatives on things, but my mom always used to be like, she thought I was very straighty 180. That's her term, straighty 180.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know me, Beth, I couldn't be more, I'm not very good at like, you know, scheduling.
Yeah, but I've got a Mars Virgo, a Virgo Mars. And yeah, like
that's so when it comes
to action, I'm like, I have to have a to-do list.
We love a planner.
I have to have a schedule or a planner. I won't look at it besides the first day of the week, but I like to know that it's there.
I like writing in it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's having this beautiful, like Virgo, really great with words, really, you know, like, so journaling and writing and things like that are really powerful. But also with the Virgo, there can be that pressure of things being perfect.
Yeah,
because it's very analytical, you know, it's got a really keen eye. So sometimes that can be where our perfectionism comes out, you know, and holding ourselves to like really high standards.
Yeah. But
then if you look at the celebrities, like I feel like Beyonce and Zendaya are Virgos.
Literally the two I had. Beyonce, hello. Did anyone, I mean, that documentary where, you know, that meme originated, like we've all got the same 24 hours as Beyonce.
Yeah.
What the heck? She is a powerhouse. Has been working since she was a child, like on the grind, whether that's good or not, but Virgo energy.
Yeah. And like both like Beyonce and Zendaya, like I just feel like they both are so well curated and you never really see anything from either of them that isn't perfectly like meticulously planned, from looks to work to both of their Instagrams are completely cured. You know, like there's a lot of celebrities like, you know, like Lizzo and that, where like their Instagram is just like kind of them, like you can just tell it's like very them, it's just like photos of what they're doing, those sorts of things. Whereas those two, they're like, they are their moments.
Yes, exactly. And for me, like Zendaya is the same age as us. Like she was born in the same year as us.
Don't bring
that up. Sorry, but
I'm sorry. What do you mean? That makes no sense.
When she speaks, how she like her style, her like accomplishments, it seem so much. It's a bit depressing.
You're right. She is the same age as us. I hate that.
I know. I looked up. I was like, what the heck? But she seems older, right? Because it's just like, oh yeah. It's just
Virgo. And it's that groundedness, and it's like there's no like getting caught up in emotions or getting caught up in like any shit like that. It's just like just a vibe, like literally just a vibe. I'm just having a look at Zendaya's chart now, because now I'm like, where the like what's happening here? Because I'm like, where's this maturity freaking coming from?
I know.
And she's got like her Saturn, which rules our kind of our maturity and our responsibility, is aspecting her rising sign, which is her energy that she kind of puts off. She's also got a Scorpio midheaven being kind of the career point and what you're known for. And that Scorpio is very like, it's very deep, it's not surface, it's like very, you can tell there's like a lot of intellectual energy there. So I feel that.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, let's move on before I get too sad about how amazing Zendaya is.
So amazing.
Libra.
I love Libra. What's me too. Yeah, I feel like I get like again, get such a bad rap, right? Get such a bad rap for like just being beautiful.
Why? Why do they get a bad rap? Sorry.
Venus is ruled, Libra is ruled by Venus. So again, I've got that beauty connection, but it's less so from a place of like, how can I make myself and my life beautiful, which is more Taurian. How can I make my life, but also how can I make the lives around me beautiful? How can I make the people around me beautiful? Right?
I love that.
So fun. Yeah. Like Libra is anyone with like a Libra rising, like so hot. Like iconic Libra rising celebs. We've got Anna Nicole Smith, Jennifer Aniston, Beyonce is a Libra rising. Yes. And then we took to like Libra sun signs, Kim K. Hello. Most famous Libra in my little opinion. Cardi B is also a Libra, which I love, because again, I just feel like being around her, you would just be like, this is fun, this is nice.
Yes. One that I saw as well was Halsey. Is that you say it? Halsey?
Yeah.
Halsey? Which I thought, Halsey?
Halsey?
I hate my Australian accent sometimes. But very interesting. She told Billboard magazine, the dualities of my personality are kind of ironic because I'm a Libra, obsessed with balance.
And it's true. And I feel like, yeah, they get, you know, they do get that rap of maybe not being the best at making decisions. But it's less so because they don't, it's not so much because they don't want something to happen, but it's because they just,
they don't
want to make the wrong decision for someone else. Yes,
exactly.
Like that can be the issue I find with the Libra.
Diplomat energy, right?
Yeah, totally. I've got a Venus Libra and it's Libra Venus. Why am I saying the wrong way around? Doesn't matter. It's okay. Anyways, doesn't matter.
I understood it. My brain unjumbled that.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
You didn't hear it all jumbling. And I struggle to make decisions just because I'm always thinking about the other person. It's like it can be that people pleasing can be really strong with that Libra energy. I was going to say,
yeah, because my best friend is a Libra sun, Libra rising. And she is always just looking at every single side of whatever decision she's making or whatever situation she's in, trying to ensure that she sees and hears everybody's like feelings, concerns, like whatever. But unfortunately, often she's on the bottom of those considerations, which isn't good.
Not ideal. Libras. If it's you that's being forgotten, is it?
Libras. Yeah, I know.
Libras. So yeah, if you're a Libra, if you've got Libra in your chart, if you have a Libra in your life, remind them to choose themselves. Like it's okay. Like there is such a beauty in how selfless they can be and how like I feel like Libras oftentimes can make and Libra placements can make the most beautiful connections and friendships because there is so much support and care there, but also they do need that reminder that you can choose yourself.
Yeah. If you're a Libra, make sure you're giving to yourself at the start of the day before you give to anyone else because
damn straight.
Very easy for you to forget about yourself. Very. I have my Chiron and North Node conjunct in Libra. In the first house. So that's been interesting for me.
I love a little North Node conjunct Chiron. Couldn't get like more opposite. That's kind of like your soul purpose is so wound up and like so tied up in your healing and healing that codependency and that reliance on others.
Yeah, that's why I'm an identity alchemist, bitches.
Yeah, babe.
That's what I want
to
do.
Bring it back anyway, to self.
Bring it back to self. Yeah, exactly. Let's move on to our Scorpio. Yeah.
Probably the number one most misunderstood.
I agree.
Zodiac sign.
Intense. Out there. Intense.
Yes.
But we love.
Intense but powerful and magnetic and deeply intellectual. I feel like Scorpio has, if you have Scorpio placements or you know a Scorpio, there is like an inner dialogue that you could never even comprehend with the Scorpio. Like there's so much emotional and intellectual depth there. And they're really powerful. They're ruled by Mars in traditional astrology and Pluto in modern astrology. The reason there's the shift is because we, with old telescopes, they didn't know Pluto existed. but, you know, Mars being that action, right?
Yeah.
Really driven by passion and purpose. Mm-hmm. But that Pluto giving that depth of like asking those deep, big questions that people are too afraid to ask. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And really like taking it there. There's also just mystery, you know, Scorpionic energy is just, it's enigmatic and it's mysterious and it's enticing. And it's like, I wanna like, what is that? I want to know.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It draws you in, doesn't it? Because it's incredibly like intriguing in that way. The celeb that I thought embodies this Lord.
So classic, true.
Coming out, I'm not sure when she wrote her, what was the first song?
I have no idea. I'm having a complete mental blank. I know Lord songs too.
Lord, anyway, her first song was all about like societal structures and like social class. What was it called? I can hear it in my
Royals?
Royals. What the heck?
Okay. Royals. What the heck?
people did not believe that she was like 13 or 14 when she wrote that. And it is that like very going deep and going into like social classes and monetary like bullshit that goes on as a 13-year-old. Mm. Like that's freaking intense. Also, when you see Lord in an interview, she is very mysterious and you can kind of tell that like you're not getting the full Lord. She's not in a bad way. You know what I mean? It's this mystery and it's like cool. And I'm like, oh, like who is she?
Yeah, it is total like mystery. And I love that. My favorite Scorpio celebrity is Pete Davidson. Because I feel like he's such an iconic Scorpio. He's got five planets in Scorpio, by the way.
Yeah, wow.
Just like shouldn't work, but it does. Like there's something, you know what I mean? Like there's just, I feel like when you realize like Pete Davidson on the surface makes no sense. When you're like, oh, Pete Davidson has five, like every time I watch an interview of him, I'm more attracted to him. I'm gay.
I know. It's very confusing, isn't it? It's one of the mysteries of the time.
Make it make sense.
But you know, I don't understand it.
Scorpios, you got a lot to answer for in terms of being so damn sexy. Who gave you the nerve?
I know. I really don't understand my attraction.
It's that Mars rulership. It's just sex appeal. Yeah.
But I'm just going to accept it. Like, what can we do? Pete Davidson, you've got us. Anyway.
You've got us.
Sag. Sag.
Oh, wait. Were you going to say about Scorpio?
I was going to say, you have Scorpio in your chart, right?
No, you thought
you were a Scorpio.
I thought I did. Yeah. So, because I'm born within like 40 minutes of Sagittarius season. So I went my whole life thinking I was a Scorpio. Had an absolute midlife crisis when I realized that I was not. I didn't know who I was. What was I doing with my life? But then I realized that I've got the ruler of Scorpio, Pluto, sitting right on top of my Sagittarius sun.
Yeah.
So
that's what it is.
That Scorpionic energy that comes through.
So Sag. So many Sag-y. Iconic Sages. Anyway, let's. Sag, what is it? Sag energy.
Sag is ruled by Jupiter, which is the biggest planet in our solar system. It rules abundance and expansion, and that is so Sag. They kind of want to just always be building more, doing more. They seek freedom, they seek expansion, and there's just a really fun energy when it comes to Sagittarius. It's just this like playfulness that can come through. There's that adventurous side, you know, like they do get kind of pinned for being like, you know, the ultimate traveler in the zodiac. But it's less so about actually traveling, but it's more so about like just expansion, expanding my mind, being a part of different cultures and experiences. They're going to expand me. They, you know, a little bit of a rap for maybe not being the most like reliable, because they kind of just like do fly by the seat of their pants and just kind of like to, you know, like just kind of like to just do whatever. But very fun.
Very fun. As I said, I didn't know a lot about Sag before I dove a little bit more into astrology. I don't really have any Sages in my life, obviously, prior to meeting my bestie Beth. Hello. Isn't Sag energy? It's just the best.
I think it's just very wholesome to be around. It's very wholesome, fun. You know, Jupiter, again, being that expansive planet, it's generally can rule like, you know, they're really hopelessly optimistic. Like I can see that. I see that a lot of that in myself. Like I feel like no matter kind of what kind of day I'm having, I'm always able to slap on a smile and try and make someone laugh and just like lighten the mood. Like I'm always kind of focused on like, how can we make this fun? How can we make this the best possible outcome? Which may not always be grounded in reality is something I've learned, but
it's fun nonetheless.
It is what it is. I think, there's a real, like Sagittarius, there's two for me. Who's your top Sagittarius?
Same as you. I know. Well,
yeah. Well, we'll start like Miley Cyrus.
Miley.
First of all, iconic Sagittarius. In terms of you can see her expansion. She's always looking for that next version, that next level of herself. She's always kind of reinventing herself. I mean, bangers. wow, what a phase, right?
Hello. Like,
she went from being Hannah Montana to being this, she shaved her hair and she was, you know, singing songs about partying and doing drugs, and she was always half naked. And it wasn't a stance. It was just like, I'm just literally being my most self. This is me now. And you know what? And then she got back together with Liam and did Malibu. And she was like, I'm just being myself. And now she's doing her punk rock phase. And she's like, it's just so, such unapologetic expression.
Yes, absolutely.
Which we love. And then the queen of queens.
Hello.
Ms. Britney Spears. Can we just say, I'm worried about that Britney Spears.
I can't look at her.
She stresses me out. I do worry that, unfortunately, there have been too many bad things done onto her.
Yeah. But
I don't. I think everyone thought, once she's freed, like, the weird posts will stop and she'll just go back to normal. But now we're like, oh, no, this is Britney.
No, she was posting.
That's sad. That is sad. You know, she wants freedom. She wants to be able to travel where she wants, when she wants, see who she wants. And not be clung to rigidity of what other people expect of her. So, you know what, Brittany, I'm worried about you, but you're free now. Go, that's your business.
Brittany girl, we're a little worried, but we're a little worried, but bestie.
That's your business. Your life, bestie.
Yeah, exactly. Capricorn. Another sign that I think unnecessarily gets a bad rap.
I agree. I think
especially Capricorn men.
Especially cat men. Sometimes for a reason. No,
I mean for a, yeah. But can we blame it on Capricorn?
Capricorn, I think it honestly gets that bad rap because of that Saturn rulership. You know, Saturn is a hard taskmaster, right? And so it's like there's high expectations of self and all the people around you. Again, crazy ambitious, right? Really, really hardworking. What I love the most about Capricorn, because it's in astrology, it's the sea goat, which I've never fucking understood or related to or gotten. I'm like, that's weird. I don't want to be a goat. I don't want to be, let alone a goat in the ocean.
Yeah, what the heck?
But I was doing a little research, a little Google, and Capricorn is the Greek animal, or it's mythology, so it's not real. The sea goat is half fish, half goat, but essentially it can dive to the deepest depths of the ocean and then climb to the tallest point in the mountains.
Oh,
we've got emotional depth. Right? It's about being able to dive deep into what am I feeling? What am I going through? How can I change that? How can I make something of this? How can I turn my pain into my power? That is very Capricornian. And I fuck with. That's a vibe.
Yeah, absolutely. Famous Caps. I think you definitely see and feel like a vibe difference in these celebrities. Well, first of all, I've gone a bit political. People who are known, Michelle Obama,
icon, star,
icon, Kate Middleton, you know what I mean. And then some celebs, Nina Dobrev, Jim Carrey,
Jim Carrey's a really good Capricorn. Actually, I'm gonna very quickly look up the rest of his chart.
Jim Carrey, I always remember this story about it's basically manifestation, but he used to drive through and look at all these houses in like Hollywood, like mansions, and think, I'm going to be in one of those houses one day. He would imagine his first check coming in from his first acting job. He would imagine himself like being on red carpets and just be like, I'm going to do that. And then he went and did it.
He simply did it. No, I love that so much. And also, that's actually so funny because Jim Carrey, that video going around at the moment, he just posted an Instagram video being like, I'm 60 and sexy. And then cut to a clip from the 90s of him on a TV show being like, I just can't wait. Like, they must have asked, you know, how long do you want to be doing this? He was like, I just can't wait to turn around and go, I'm 60 and sexy. He literally planted a 30-year joke. Like, that is Capricorn. That is like long-term thinking. You know what I mean? Like, long fucking term. But
he's Jim, it is in the memory bank.
It is in there. But Jim, he's got he's got a Gemini moon, which kind of gives that characterization, that ability to like, and he's also got like a stellium of Aquarius. So it's that ability to kind of, cause I was like, man, because I mean, his character breadth is ridiculous, right? He's like one of the, he's actually one of the best actors around, because he can completely transform himself, and that's kind of that. But yeah, it's that ability to think long-term and to think really practically. I mean, he's also got that depth. If you hear him talk about, you know, mental health and things like that, he has a really beautiful intensity and a beautiful maturity and groundedness in what he says.
Absolutely. Bringing back the old Kylie Jenner, she has a Cap rising.
Yes, queen.
Very interesting. The famous first, you know, the billionaire status, self-made billionaire.
Well, self-made is unsure.
She does have this drive to be successful, to make a name for herself. Combine that with the Leo energy and we see.
I mean, Capricorn risings generally are really great business heads. Natalia Benson's a Capricorn rising.
Yeah. Hello.
And that is, like queen of business, queen of, and being a leader, being an entrepreneur, being hard fucking working.
Exactly.
Vibes.
Aquarius.
I love you all the singing. I'm so sorry for anyone that hates our singing. This episode must suck.
We get a mic in front of us.
Goofy mood.
I get a microphone and I'm like, I am a singer now. Okay. I am a recording artist.
I did that the other day. Embarrassing story alert. I was just in a really singing mood. I was just singing a bunch. I just finished a reading. And so I just jumped on Zoom, turned my camera off and recorded myself singing. Cause I was like, this sounds really good. And then I played it back. And I was like, it doesn't.
Oh my God. Embarrassing story for me alert. When I was like in primary school and at the start of high school, my friend and I made our own album on a recorder, like a tape recorder. And I still got it. It's so embarrassing. We used to be like, we're so good. Like,
oh my God, that's so funny. I remember doing that as well. I remember I had a fake iPod because my parents wouldn't get me a real iPod. So it was this like weird little fake iPod. And I would like climb under my doonas and like record myself singing so my brother couldn't hear me. And I would listen to it. And I was like, oh, not good. And about 12 years later, I still haven't learned.
I was singing to Beth earlier as well.
Yeah, bring it to the party. I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you. Aquarius, yes. What's the vibe? Who are they?
I feel like Aquarius, again, is one of those ones that people kind of, I guess, struggle to kind of understand because they are everything and nothing. Aquarius energy is vast, and it is always going to have a little bit of a shock factor, a little bit of a surprise factor. Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, which rules like shock, surprise, you know, all these sorts of things. It always wants to keep us like on the edge of our seat. Aquarius is very big creative thinkers, very much outside the box, like, and always about like a lot of inventors are kind of Aquarians. Adaptable. And stuff like that. Yeah, adaptable. The thing with Aquarius is it's always about kind of wanting to make things better, bigger.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, my best friend is an Aquarius, and she's very introspective, very much analytical as well. But at the same time, like incredibly open-minded, ability to like shift and change with new beliefs. And after that introspection as well, shifting how she acts, shifting what she wants to do constantly, like this evolution. Our beautiful Aquarius celebs, well, first and foremost, Harry Styles, I've also just realized he's a Libra rising and a Libra moon as well.
Yeah, hello. So that there's the beauty. Hello, most beautiful man in the world. Love you so much.
Literally love you so much. But Harry Styles, absolutely Aquarius energy. He's gone from like One Direction to a standout like solo artist who has such a unique style, is so fluid with like, I mean, with his style as well as like his music, how he presents himself.
Well, Aquarius, he's
humanitarian as well.
Yeah, like, as Aquarius feels very queer. Like, yeah. It feels very, you know, like it's non-binary. It's neither here nor there. It's everywhere. And yeah, that's, I love so that true. Humanitarian as well. Like,
yes,
freedom and equality and fairness, really important to Aquarius. Yeah. I feel like people with strong Aquarian placements, and whenever there's a lot of Aquarius happening in the sky, we can feel really driven with like social justice movements and really wanting to expand what we know and what we work
on. Yes. Another beautiful Aquarius, Oprah, who interestingly enough as well, Oprah is also a Sag moon and Sag rising, which makes so much sense.
Expansion.
And hello. I mean, Oprah always talks about how she came from relatively nothing to dreaming of going somewhere else, being somewhere else, and not following what was essentially expected and like set out for her societally, familiarly
yeah.
by her family.
Yeah.
And just having, I guess that vision of going and getting what she freaking wants.
Yeah. Which is so good. I think, unstoppable is the thing for Aquarius. You know, they got a vision. They're going to go for it. Another one of my favorite celebrity Aquarians is Shakira.
Because, oh, hello.
Like, right. Like, icon, like, you know, very varied in her musical reach and success. Yeah. She also has a graduate degree of ancient philosophy.
Classic.
So Aquarian, right?
So like Aquarian.
Just like has and does all of the things, which yeah. I'm a big advocate of. I love it. I'm a huge fan. Go Shakira.
Honorable mention, of course, Zendaya is an Aquarius rising.
Icon. Hello.
Obviously. We love. We love. Aquarius, honestly, one of my faves. Should we rate? Our favorite. Maybe at the end we'll
problematic. We get cancelled.
No, we won't read our least favorite. Just our favorite. No one can.
Our most favorite.
Yeah, yes. Most favorite. We won't rank to least favorite.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, but first, hello Pisces. I'm a Pisces. Let's talk about them.
Will you tell us? You tell us about the Pisces.
No, I want to hear you. I love hearing you explain things.
Alrighty. Pisces is a water mutable sign. It's the last sign in the zodiac. And I know I kind of forgot to keep mentioning if the zodiacs were a person in a group, what would they be? But the Pisces is the healer. So it's got this beautiful connection. I feel like all the water signs, like I love to, this is my little saying, with all the water signs, they're all connected to energy. Cancer is connected to the emotions of the self. Scorpio is connection to the energy and emotions of others. That's why they've got that bullshit detector. And then Pisces is connection to the emotion and energy of the universe. They're really, really intuitive. They're known for being kind of like connected with psychic ability, but also just general empathic nature. They can feel really strong emotionally from other people. And just really, you know, they're ruled by Neptune, which is very expansive and boundaryless. So kind of the sky's the limit with the Pisces, but it can sometimes be hard to like keep them grounded and keep them in like reality, you know, like it can be really easy to just like go like, oh, I want to do this and this and this, and I'm going to do that. But then like not really do any action towards it.
Absolutely. Growing up, I was always described as head in the clouds, like off with the fairies. I always like believe I was a fairy stan as a kid. I heavily believed in fairies. And similarly, like I always used to talk about as a kid, like, oh, I just spoke to grandma, like,
yeah,
all of that kind of thing. 100%. I am deeply like, in tune with just like vibes.
Vibes. Yeah, just vibes. Very vibey. But also like, very I feel like Pisces comes from a place of really no judgment, because again, I feel like when we get to this end of the zodiac, it's like really big picture stuff, and it's kind of like Pisces has this ability to really take itself out of the situation and look at things from a really kind of like really take themselves out. But that can also sometimes manifest as like a bit of detachment, you know? So it's like, how can I make sure that I'm not just escaping? How can I make sure that I'm
participating? Escape is, absolutely. And victimization as well is a bit of the shadow that I've experienced as a Pisces. But absolutely. Absolutely everything you've just said. I've got to mention the Pisces queen herself, Rihanna, who is also
pregnant.
Hello, pregnant.
We love you, Rihanna. Your pregnancy announcement was so beautiful. I've watched it.
Beautiful.
I have not stopped looking at the photos all day. It just, for those listening, because this is launching in a week, this is the exact day that her pregnancy announcement came out, and it's iconic.
It's absolutely iconic, and it will be iconic forever and ever. Aries moon as well. Rihanna, which is
where that fire comes from, because she's not she's not super Piscean in that, you know, like, because she seems really direct and really clear, but she also, you can kind of tell when talking to her, you know, like, she just kind of has this big vision and also really creative. That's something, and Pisces are really connected with artistry and she's obviously got that down pat.
Hello. That's the same. But that's why I wanted to mention the Aries aspect, and we don't have our exact time, but she's maybe an Aries rising.
TBC.
We will have to contact Rihanna. Sorry.
Absolutely. Celeb correspondent.
I'll be in touch for your birthday. But yeah, that's why I wanted to mention the Aries aspect, because when I found out Rihanna was a Pisces, I was like, what? She seems so. Oh, that's the other thing I wanted to say about Pisces, because that open-mindedness, that non-judgmentalness, and that mutability, I did sometimes find myself getting, you know, lost in translation, in the waves.
It's very common for the Pisces,
and like kind of hard to nail down a sense of self sometimes, because it's just that, you know, it is that big picture. It is that, like, seeing a lot of different perspectives as well. So very interesting. Whereas I see Rihanna as someone who's like, hello, I'm Sciencey, here. I've arrived.
Driven. Yeah. That's that balance. And that's why, you know, guys, don't just look at your sun sign, look at your moon, look at your rising.
Exactly.
It tells the whole story. My fave, Olivia Rodrigo for me is classic Pisces.
Yes. Sorry. Like, that was the other one.
Put out a whole album of just heartbreak.
Yeah. I love it.
And I'm here for it. And it's, again, you know, Pisces being really connected with that artist and storytelling, you know, being able to really paint a picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know anyone else listened to Sour. I felt like I was going through a breakup the whole time.
Me too.
Like, I still can't really listen to Driver's License without genuinely tearing up. Like, and that song got overplayed. Like, no one else probably feels that
deep. It still hits,
I can just feel how much freaking emotion she put into it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, that is our sign wrap up, our tour through the signs. Shall we say what our favorite three signs?
Yes. Okay. Go. I'll go. Okay. My favorite three signs. And this could be because I'm just thinking of people in my life that have them. I love Cancers. I love the sensitivity and kindness that they have. My father-in-law's a Cancer. My best friend's a Cancer. There's just this beautiful gentleness that they bring, which I love so, so very much. I'm going to give myself a shout out, Sagittarius. Just fun.
You have to.
I love love and I love fun. And that is very that for me. Yeah. And I also want to finish up with, there's so many options. Oh my God. There's so short.
I know.
Why did we decide to do this? Probably going to have to, I have to go with Taurus, otherwise my partner's going to like leave me. I've learned to love Taurus. It was a real struggle at the start, actually, when me and my partner started dating, because I just had never really known, I'd never known Tauruses. Now they're kind of everywhere. Yeah. Me and Abby, our partners, have like really similar charts. But I never really met someone so like kind of rigid and like set in their ways. But the more I've gotten to know it and gotten to understand how linked it is with their values and how they don't compromise on what's important to them, I'm like, that's really cool. Yeah. And also, you know, beauty, love food, you know, love being comfortable, all those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Mine, I'll have to say Sag as well. It is just because of that fun vibes. It's just queen. Like a whole vibe, a whole vibe. I mean, everything you just said, I would probably also base mine around like who I'm around, like my best friends, Aquarius. I just love the open-mindedness.
You just love Harry Styles. You can say that.
I love Harry Styles. Did I tell you, I watched this video. It was like, I read all the books that Harry Styles has recommended or like been seen with. And then I immediately went and bought them all.
I have no idea. You have to tell me what they are. Yeah,
I will. Anyway, and I was like, I literally just got these because I love him. But yeah, my best friend is an Aquarius. It's just like always striving for like this really strong moral compass, but at the same time, like being adaptable to hearing different perspectives and not being set in that very strong like drive for what is right, I guess.
Yeah.
And I really like that, the open-mindedness, the curiosity.
Yeah.
And I would probably say, I was going to say Taurus as well, but I'm going to say Libra. My other best friend is a Libra.
Yeah.
And although there are, you know, gets a bit of shit for indecisiveness or, maybe people pleasing, I just love the beauty in Libras. I'm not talking about like, well, Libras are obviously aesthetic, but yeah, what you were talking about before, like they make life beautiful, like in the way they speak, how they treat people, their values, and just like so much thought and love in all of their actions. I just love that. I love it. And I love my best friend. She's literally, we've said we're like cut from the same cloth. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love that.
I just love her so much, but they're probably my three.
I love that so much. And I just hope you guys.
Honorable mention Taurus though. So sorry to my partner, Jake.
Sorry, Jake. Oh. Suck it.
Listen.
No, I'm just kidding. we just hope you guys have enjoyed this tour through the Zodiac.
I thoroughly enjoyed.
I enjoyed that too. I think you guys, I hope everyone has been, you know, picked up some new things that they didn't know, maybe able to look at a part of themselves or a part of the people around them with maybe a little bit more compassion and be like, I understand you a bit more. And I love that. And, you know, I just hope this goes to show that there really are parts of absolutely everyone that are so valuable, so worth honoring and worth celebrating.
Absolutely. I love it. Thank you so much for dropping all of your beautiful wisdom, Beth. Let us know how
being
you like
the
this.
Number one celebrity astrology correspondent. That was amazing. Your research, impeccable.
That's yeah, you're welcome. And please, I mean,
do another degree, do journalism.
Yeah. I will. All right.
No, so
I won't hesitate.
I take it back.
But let us know how you enjoyed this episode. We had lots of fun. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Mystic Millennial podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share, leave a review, and make sure to subscribe so you never miss an ep. Thank you.
Bye.